108. Advice. Well, here's what I have in mind for you two, Dr. Mann, the psychiatrist, said. And I hardly ever say things this direct. You two have a lot of things against each other, even though you have so much in common. I think you should recognize your differences and find a way to learn from each other. You yourselves have said that you used to have yourselves a ball together. Now, Sheila, you need to stop saying that your husband has the brain of a pigeon. He doesn't. He's actually quite intelligent, and he has a good head on his shoulders. And Matt, you have a bias towards Sheila's insights. She may not have a way with words, and she does sometimes harp on her string, but she has a wisdom that you need to value. If you both can agree to this and have another go at your marriage, I am sure that you can learn how to have a good time with each other again. Now, when conflicts come, don't have a fit. It's part of a relationship. Just try to harmonize with each other over your similarities and forget the differences. If everything goes well, just forget that I had a hand in it. But if you have to talk again, you know that I have time to spare. My door is always open. Thank you, doctor, Matt and Sheila said, as the doctor walked them out of the room. Then the doctor called one more thing to them. Just make sure to pay your bill on the way out.